This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Christian Roloff, an Allegiant seed product specialist, about cover crops. Christian, what are some agronomic benefits from planting cover crops?
There's a handful of agronomic benefits that we could get from cover crops. Some of the more common ones that we typically hear are reduced soil compaction, break up soil compaction, those hard pans that we sometimes get from running the plow across the ground year after year after year. Nutrient storage, nutrient production from something like legume crop. A lot of times we'll get nodule production on the roots, start to generate some nitrogen there in the soil. That's one. Another one, if you have livestock on the operation, could be some free forage. Maybe not necessarily a agronomic benefit, but an overall benefit to the operation. Erosion control is one of the bigger ones that we hear about, talked about. Wind, water erosion, either way, I've seen huge benefits from cover crops just in that aspect alone. Some of the less talked about ones that we might hear about are weed suppression, where we introduce a plant. The less ground that there is available for weeds to germinate and grow, we can reduce weed suppression, disease control, and some of our typical more common crop rotations, such as corn, soybean, or maybe a wheat fallow rotation. You can get into a disease cycle. Introducing a cover crop there that is a non-host plant for a particular disease can help break up some of those disease cycles. And then obviously, probably the number one biggest talked about one is just overall soil health improvement.
Well, you mentioned soil health. How do cover crops help to build soil health?
Can be a little tough to define soil health. There's not one true industry standard definition of soil health. For me, my brain typically goes to enhancing the microbiology or the microorganisms in the soil and just improving their environment, getting more activity, longer lifespan throughout the growing season. That's really what soil health is. And then increasing the organic content, the organic matter in the soil through additional root growth, additional plant growth, more organisms going in the soil, helping build that organic matter content throughout the year or throughout across many years potentially, will help improve water holding capacity and then nutrient capacity as well.
Christian, how do cover crops fit into typical crop rotations?
Within a typical crop rotation can be a little bit hard to define. For me, I always suggest to growers, identify what your goals are before you go into a cover crop or decide to plant a cover crop. If you have a specific goal around cover crops, that'll actually help guide what species you want to plant. If you're looking to simply break up soil compaction, radishes and turnips might be the best option. Versus if you're looking to maybe get some nitrogen production where you're going to look more towards the legumes, maybe a pea, a vetch, something along those lines. So it's really about what the grower's goals are as an additional forage for livestock again. So identifying what those goals are and then fitting that into whatever your crop rotation is, because there's so many out there today across the country.
Where can growers get advice on how to integrate cover crops into their cropping plan?
Cover crops can be really particular from region to region and what's going to be successful. Again, identifying those goals and finding someone within your local area that has experience with cover crops, whether it's through CHS or another local advisor, a local seed warehouse, whatever it may be, that's going to be where you're going to get the best information, in my opinion. Someone that has that knowledge of cover crops within your growing climate. East to west are going to be very different in a dry climate and how cover crops work. It's going to be a much longer process. And finding those differences, having someone local to help you walk through those processes and identify those goals.
That's Christian Roloff, Allegiant Seed Product Specialist. Christian, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.